Do you ever think that you are better at something than what you really are? It's 99.7 DJX. Let me explain. So, spent a couple days at a radio convention, right? And so I, in that, in between all of the seminars and things like that that you attend, you do some mingling and you do some networking and you talk to people that, you know, maybe you know only on social media, maybe you have met them before or whatever, right? So I feel like I have gotten to the point where I am a decent enough conversationalist in these situations where I can initiate and then I know when to say, all right, hey, you know, it was great catching up. I'll see you.
You're exiting a conversation skills, though, have always been a little dicey.
So that's my point. I thought I was better at exiting conversations than what I really then saw at play.
No, but you've known that about yourself a little bit, though. I mean, we have talked about this before, about how you're a little awkward in trying to figure out how to exit conversations.
This is true. I thought, though, because
you had worked on it.
Yes, yeah. We haven't talked about that in a long time and how horrible I am at the awkward, like, just, I want to be the Homer Simpson that disappears into the hedge.
Okay, bye-bye then.
That I had gotten better, and, you know, I've had plenty of practice, you know, in school situations and, you know, just meeting listeners on the street and things like that, you know, just in those everyday conversations. So anyways, when I'm around peers or people also in the industry that is radio, you know, I'm talking, and then I realize I'm like, okay, I'm done. I don't know what to say now. And they're looking at me to say something. And so I just...
And you're looking for somewhere else to go. Like, I need to find, like, another destination where I'm needed.
This is the problem in these situations, especially when you're in a conference room. You know, there are those narrow tables that are in rows, right?
Oh,
and so I'm
in
a row, and, like, this recipient of this big award was sitting right next to me. You know, because I was in the front row, and so he was sitting right next to me waiting to accept his award. Then after he received his award, he sat back down. And so I'm sitting there, and then I'm like waiting for my opportunity to just kind of congratulate him and things like that. And so, you know, I congratulate him, and it's like, yeah, great. And I feel the conversation start to just die.
What? And it winds down.
And I should have just said, well, hey, you know, again, I just wanted to say congrats and, you know, well deserved. Thank you.
And then walk away.
So it lingers a little bit. It's that awkward pause. And then I mention something and I'm like, my brain goes, well, you have to fill the void. You can't just sit there and just stare at each other. Him smiling after you had just said, hey, congratulations, this is great.
And then you're in Dallas. You're like, hey, how about the Mavericks?
Well, no, it wasn't even. Like, I didn't bring up sports. I didn't bring up the weather. Art. I didn't bring up, like, anything. No. I was just like.
So what do you think of this whole thing so far?
It's kind of funny. This is what I said.
Oh, this Dallas Heat, huh?
No, this is what I said.
What did you say?
So it's kind of funny seeing people on the stage accepting, you know, these awards and how great they are.
And I don't have any?
And I realize I'm like, I don't, my brain doesn't know
where
I'm going.
Where are you going with the sentence?
That's exactly right. I start a sentence hoping that I'm going to figure it out midway. And I get to the point where my brain has stopped functioning. And I just get, and I'm like,
I don't have Kelly to finish my words.
And I just go, dang, hey, again, thank you. You know, you gave a funny speech. It was great. You know, congratulations. And then he kind of picks up and he's like, yeah, I can't believe I forgot to, you know, thank my wife and stuff like that.
And then that's good.
And then I go, well, you know, thanks again. It was great meeting you. See you. And he goes, all right, great. You know, talk to you later. You know, see you around. And so I literally turn around, because my seat was right there, and I sit down.
And then had to sit down right next to him?
Yes!
Oh, my God! You can't walk away!
Just so awkward.
Just go to the bathroom in that moment. I have to go pee.
Again,
like just use that opportunity to just go to the bathroom or something.
Maybe that's what I'll do in the future. But I really thought up until that point that I had perfected the art of small talk and of having
you
those moments.
To think through that you're not going anywhere, that you're staying right next to him.
Right. And then my brain just decided to not end it when it should have.
Right.
And continue the conversation.
But then you're like, oh, you're assessing. I'm still next to him. Do I come up with more things to say? What do I do? Do I just pretend? Do I forget that he's there? What do I do?
And again, you know, these are people that are in our own industry. So we're supposed to be
professional
comfortable.
Conversationalists.
Yes. Comfortable with speaking to people on mics, things like that. And so he's judging me silently going, this idiot doesn't know what he's going to say.
That's why I got the award and you didn't.
I know, exactly, right? So anyways, again, one of those instances where I thought I was better at something than what I really am.
Yes. Well, you know what? You keep practicing, Sparky.
Yeah,
you
I guess.
You keep putting yourself out there.
There it is. Kids, stay in school. Practice makes perfect. That is your lesson this morning.